The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The other night I took a nice continental trip to buy a mountain city and a light Leonard Bernstein. Me and that brass, that Lenny Bush and Lester Bang, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom. Idiotic patriotic slam, but that's right.
Here's the one person that can make you feel fine, even if it is the end of the world, Barb Adams.
Welcome back. You're listening to America Now. Barb Adams here with you. Thanks for listening in. If you just happen to be tuning in for this hour of the show, glad to have you joining me. And remember, you can listen to any of my shows in their entirety on my website, RadioAmericaNow.com, under Archives. Well, as a former research scientist and someone who has discovered her true self and the connection between all things, I spent many years wrestling with the idea of science and spirituality being complementary to one another. Our world is in desperate need of transformation and harmony, and traditional science doesn't always explain every element of human existence. To transform the world, we need a new way, a gentle way, that of the heart. So says my next guest, Dr. Anders Nielsen, who has experienced his own spiritual awakening and transformation, and now teaches others this gentle way of transformation. He's written a new book entitled The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within. Dr. Nielsen is at once a preeminent physicist with the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory, operated by Stanford University, as well as being a spiritual teacher. Born in Sweden, he received his PhD in physics from Uppsala University and has engaged in award-winning research in physics and chemistry at a number of universities. Currently also a professor of chemical physics at Stockholm University, Dr. Nielsen splits his time between Sweden and California. He's authored and co-authored numerous scientific papers. His current research involving the fundamental properties and structure of liquid water and artificial photosynthesis was recently featured on the cover of this distinguished international science magazine Nature, as well as by Scientific American. In addition, he's been featured on the Science Channel's Through the Wormhole series. If you'd like more information, there's a link on my website under Guests, or go to WarwickAssociates.com, and under the books, go to The Gentle Way of the Heart. Anders, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Barb. It's a pleasure for me to participate in your show.
Yes, well, it's an honor to have you here, Anders. Anders, you are a preeminent scientist. How did you, as a scientist, come to write this book, and then how did you actually learn to reconcile the spiritual world with the scientific one?
It's a journey I took on, let's say, more around 25 years ago when I was in a quite a strong emotional turmoil in my own life. And prior to that, I was very much a fundamental scientist that believed that anything that couldn't be explained by science couldn't be real. But this emotional turmoil actually brought me to look within for answers, and then I discovered that actually there was a completely different depth within myself, and I actually started to really unravel my own spirituality on this journey, and it's been going on since then. And I actually discovered that science might not provide all answers, and maybe what we who we truly are can never really be explained by science. I view it a little bit like we are something much more magnificent than what we think, and that we are here on a journey to experience this world, but we are not of this world. We are just experience it. And what science can do is can be the tools to explain what we experience, what this world is, but it is not providing the tools to really explain or to really unravel who we really are.
Anders, your subtitle says, discover the light within. How do people discover this light?
The book is really very much about to discover who you truly are. That will help people in their life. Many people are going through a lot of ups and downs in their daily life. They could be people are experiencing stress, difficulties, challenges in your daily life. And then we have these moments once in a while when we are in complete peace and we are stunned by beauty or we have a very deep experience. And when we are in this moment, we are really in the completely focused on the presence. And what the discovery of the light means is the light is a metaphor for the true self, who you really are. Often the light is used as a metaphor for the divine, and it's pointing really to our origin being of our divine nature. So it's a metaphor. It's not necessarily the light as a scientific observation, how we view photons, so to speak. It's more of a metaphor. And the roadmap to really discover this light is really to come into peace with yourself and really having be on a journey for that discovery. And what I'm putting forward a lot is that you bring forward this light and you bring it out and you are gentle and kind. And that is why the title of the book is The Gentle Way. It means that you are gentle to yourself and also gentle to the people around you. Even when you have to say no, you can do that in a gentle way.
Yeah, and this connection, when one gets to this true self, this connection to the divine, is through the heart. And that's where we can center with our source, whatever we wish to call it at that point. But it's our connection to all that is. You mentioned the true self, Anders. Can you talk about the difference between true and false self?
The true self is really who we are, and which is what we manifest when we are in this peacefulness and we feel this enormous amount of love emanating from the heart. The false self is usually where a piece of us was split off, often when we might have been a child or sometimes during our life when we experience pain, and a pain that we couldn't handle. So we decided to somehow hide that pain, shuffle it away somewhere within ourselves. And the false self then is generated as a part of our, let's say, personality to hide that pain. We do everything we can not to experience the pain or be reminded of the pain, and that is when this sub-personality, the false self, sometimes people call it the ego. I choose to call it the false self, not because there could be some prejudice against certain names. You have to have a fresh name. So the false self then takes on its own life, and where we are really trying to not come in contact with that pain, and we become unaware. We lose a little bit our consciousness. It's like another aspect is just taking over our life.
Yeah, and this false self that you're talking about, Anders, the ego that so many of us refer to, it does have a purpose. It's not that when we transform, we have to do away with the ego, because the ego itself has a purpose. It keeps us sometimes alive in situations, but again, it's transcending that ego, that false self, to be able to get to the true self and work from the space of the heart, where the ego doesn't seem to want to work from. All right, we will continue this discussion on the gentle way of the heart with Dr. Anders Nilsson here on America Now after the break.
you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Barb Adams here with you on America Now. My guest this hour is Dr. Anders Nilsson. We are discussing the gentle way of the heart. And Anders, you were talking about true self, false self, and the light within us. You believe each of us has that spark of God within and that our hearts are filled with this divine light. Considering your profession and your background, how do you stay connected to the source of vitality and transformation?
I do it by every day when I wake up to really reach in and feel that. The first step I usually do, I call it to go into the sensation that I exist. I ask myself, I exist without doing anything. I exist without having to pretend anything. I exist without having to put a mask on or creating an identity about myself. I sort of spend a few minutes just having the sensation that I exist, which is actually the most easiest thing you can do because you exist whatever what. You just exist. And after that, I go in and try to reach in to have a sensation of the warmness in my chest, feeling that light and love that is within me. I often envision to have this light coming out of my heart. And I try to connect with that as much as I can during the day. Even when I'm working as a scientist, if I go to give a seminar or a lecture, I often, so to speak, open up my heart and picture within myself how I'm sort of letting my light from my heart coming out into the audience as I'm giving my lecture or my talk. And I have noticed when I do that, I can connect very differently to the audience. But of course, I am also human. I will lose that connection during the daily life by also maybe bringing my own full self out or being challenged in different circumstances during the day. But what I try to do when that has happened is to forgive myself that I actually lost that connection and then bring it back again.
Key word, forgiveness. Talk about the importance, Anders, of forgiveness and gratitude in becoming our true selves.
Yes, one of the first steps to become your true self is to forgive yourself. Maybe even I often try to stand in front of the mirror. I've been teaching other people that too. And look at yourself and actually forgive yourself, feeling that deep connection through the eyes in the mirror. Because we often believe and run around in our life thinking that we need to be perfect. And the gentle way has nothing to do with perfection. It has to be, instead, has to do with acceptance. And it is about accepting yourself. And the past is the past. We cannot do anything about that. It has happened. It is the past. And what we should do is to accept the past. And as we accept the past, we actually forgive. And if we accept the past, we can forgive ourselves and also forgive others. And I think we are often taught and we hear that we should bring forgiveness to other people, but actually what we need to do first is to forgive ourselves. Yeah. And that is often very difficult for many people. But really work on forgiving yourself, because many people believe they have some sort of vision that they need to be perfect, and that's not at all necessary. It's all about accepting and loving yourself.
Yeah, and it can be a challenge in this world because we're told, well, we should work to be perfect, but at the same time, we're told we're not worthy. And most of society tells us, no, you're not good enough. So, yeah, the challenge really is acceptance, as you talk about. And to get there, you have to love yourself, forgive yourself, and be grateful. Be grateful for who you are, and be grateful for everyone else and everything in the world. And, it sounds like, okay, it's an easy step, but it really can be difficult sometimes. Anders, we're talking about love here as well. And this is the light of love, which is unconditional. And that sometimes gets confused with romantic love. Could you please talk about the differences between the light of love, unconditional love, and romantic love?
Yeah, I mean, often I think the romantic love is a little bit longing for the real love. It's sort of, that is sometimes that romantic love, what it is all about. Often I view unconditional love as when you have no barriers to anything. It is when you remove the barriers, you actually are connected. So when you are having love to everything, you actually feel together with everything. You move in synchronicity with everything. It's like you're moving together with the universe. You are connected to everything. And you can also perceive and see the truth. I call it, the truth is the concept of love, compassion is the feeling of love, and oneness is actually when we have the experience of love, when we feel this connection to everything, as we are not moving as an independent, let's say, entity or an independent person, we are moving with the universe. And these are the three sort of aspects of love, which really means that we have no barriers to anything. When we become afraid, instead, that is when we put up barriers. We sort of withdraw and we are no longer connected. So romantic love is to work yourself. If you have the longing to have the experience of unconditional love, and therefore the romantic love is the working piece, so to speak, with all the challenges that comes with relationship and so on, to get into this state where you have no barriers to anything. You really bring in the intimacy with another person. But it's more a longing to get to that goal of having no barrier.
Yeah, and when we're in that state of the unconditional love, we're really in that perfect state of mind, so to speak, and we don't really need the approval of anybody else or have to prove ourselves to ourselves at that point. But it doesn't mean that we can't approach change, does it? Because at that point, we can always have that intention of change.
Exactly, because what is meant with accepting the moment for what it is is just that you have no barrier to anything around you because you accept it, but that doesn't mean that you can't take action to make the next moment to be different. And when that arrives, you also accept that one.
Yep, and the next and the next. All right, we will continue this discussion with Dr. Anders Nielsen on the Gentle Way of the Heart here on America Now.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The gentle way of the heart here tonight during this Hour of America Now with my guest, Dr. Anders Nielsen. And, you know, Anders, we were talking about the true self and science and spirituality and how they can actually work together. So how do science and spirituality actually work together in the true self?
The true self is really on a journey to experience the world we live in. And we, as the true self, can use science as the tools to really have a deeper experience of our world. So my vision is, as a scientist, that if we can understand and develop more useful tools in this world in terms of technology, scientific discoveries, and then we can use our true self and the love and light in our heart to really bring a wonderful world in the future. If we merge the longing from the heart, what we really want, what the heart desires, and use science and technology to really transform this world, I think that will be an amazing, exciting future we can envision for ourselves.
Yes, I agree. Then, as well, science and technology then can be used as tools also to manifest, right, our innermost wishes that derive from the love within us?
Yes. Where we actually bring prosperity to everybody in this world. We create harmony with nature. And we will be a co-creator with nature using the tools of science and technology. And we will go on a journey to really be in synergy with together with nature and all the beings in this world, instead of actually destroying it or dismantling it and so on, because of the drive of the false self for hunger or power, money or whatever it is. So I truly believe that when many people can transform themselves into manifesting more of their true self and experience the love and light within, we will have a fantastic, wonderful world ahead of us.
I agree. When science and spirituality merge together and people do discover this, it's going to be an amazing world. And
yeah.
Anders, you're on the cutting edge on a lot of this as a photon scientist. I know you're working with artificial photosynthesis, right, to generate fuel from captured CO2. Can you talk a little bit about some of this work that you're doing, which is really a prime example of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, one of the visions that we have is, could we actually create artificial photosynthesis in such a way that it could be we need to have it 10 times more efficient than natural photosynthesis, because we as a human society is so hungry for energy. So we need to actually improve nature. I'm part of a gigantic project in California with the goal of really creating a device eventually based on scientific understanding how we could actually capture CO2 and make our future fuels. If this would work, we wouldn't need any solar cells any longer. We will have automatically the energy stored in terms of fuels. And then if we would need electricity, we have put it into a fuel cell, or if we need it to drive a vehicle or anything else, we will just put it in the engine or of the vehicle, or generate electricity for the vehicle. So this could really transform society. And I also believe that if we really can do science to really provide a better world, this can be having such an enormous importance. If I also speak about my research on water, I think that even though we are right now just trying to really understand what water is, it's actually a very mysterious substance.
The weirdness of water.
Yeah, we are all made of water, and it's a little bit like water has properties that makes it to look like it didn't belong to us. It's a little bit mysterious. And we are working a lot to really understand what about the molecular interaction and the molecular properties in water that makes it so very special and unique. And we have to realize also as a society that one of the biggest challenges we have ahead of us is actually water. We can replace oil with other energies, but we cannot replace water. And we are destroying the water on this planet, and we are also having challenges with water with the upcoming climate change. So water is going to be a big issue for the future.
Yeah, and also as well how to try to purify polluted water or salt water,
yeah,
so that we can provide clean water, especially in the future, because, you know, with the population continuing to explode, water's the key. It really,
yeah,
is.
You could imagine what happens when the glaciers in Himalayas actually melt down. The glacier in Himalaya actually provides roughly 3 billion people of water in Asia. And we are going to have an enormous challenge when this happens. So, of course, I hope that will not happen, and we will be wise enough to take another direction. But if that would happen, we will need to have really devices and develop a lot of new technology.
Yeah, we will. As well, we could even build houses, you know, based on biological, you know, almost becoming almost biological, you know. We really need to go these directions and have green processes with very few side effects that basically would be harmless to the environment. So this is so necessary right now, and your work is really critical right now in heading that direction. So, Anders, you know, today also we're in a world where we're seeing seeing an explosion of scientific discoveries almost daily, you know, from computing to smartphones and apps to just about anything you think of. What about technology? Is it becoming the new religion?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a danger for that to happen, and that's why we need to bring out also spirituality. So science and technology can coexist with spirituality. What we are seeing today in the modern society, that people are getting so obsessed with, different application, different technological products, like smartphones, computers, and so on, and they are so busy being entertained by all these devices that they lost actually being connection with their true self and really manifesting who they are. So it's very important that we actually take a step back a little bit and really discover who we are, and we can develop more of this peacefulness within ourselves, and then we can use the technology as a tool to manifest and operate with who you really are into the world. Right now, I'm a little bit afraid to see that people are really a little bit losing some of this connection to religion or spirituality, and instead going into consuming a lot of goods, so to speak, which is a really big danger for the future. So we need to bring back spirituality into the life of people.
Yeah, we really do. We need to have that connection even just amongst ourselves, you know, because the social media is taking the form of communication and totally changing it for us. We no longer have to have that one-on-one type of interaction where we can exchange energies or view one another, even, you know, the body language, the eye contact, all of that, that for so long we have depended on to really understand one another. And I think in many ways, possibly, this has led to a lot of the conflicts in this world. I guess we're going to head to a break. That's the teaser. What's your opinion on this one, Anders? So when we continue here on America Now, we will talk more about the gentle way of the heart. Stay tuned.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
And now, here's the number one talk show host on Venus, Barb Adams.
Barb Adams here on America Now. My guest this hour is Dr. Anders Nilsson. We are discussing the gentle way of the heart and transformation. Anders, right before the break, I was talking about, you know, how social media has kind of disconnected us. We don't need to communicate and really have all that. And I wanted your opinion on whether you think this has led to some of the conflicts we've got going in the world now.
Let me first comment about the conflict in the world. I actually believe and have followed, you know, the development in the world for my entire life, and I see that the world is actually developing to become better and better all the time. The issue is only that the media, or maybe also the social network, has a tendency to portray things very negatively. We know that earlier last century we had world wars. There was a terrible thing that happened. I remember myself actually being on bicycle through Europe, and I used to cross several times the Iron Curtain, and we would cross over this, what we call the no man's land, and I would say, here we have the largest concentration of nuclear weapons in the world areas, pointing towards each other over this border. And now we instead see that these countries are actually come together in the European Union, what used to be the Iron Curtain. So I believe that we actually, the world is developing all the time to becoming better. We have eliminated a lot of poverty in the world. In the 1960s, 1970s, people believed that Asia would be such a challenge with starvation, and now we have instead economic prosperity in Asia. So, but of course, like with any development, there are, I call it, two steps forward and one step backwards. There is always going to be issues that happens, but what is important for us is really to focus on the positive things that is really occurring in the world, instead on the negativity. And we are taking in way too much negativity through the news, through the media, and I think that needs to change. The media need to portray instead how many good things is happening in the world. Instead of portraying politicians making mistakes, actually show how politicians are doing good things or other organizations, how countries are helping each other, and really showing how much love there is in the world. And that will also give very clear teaching, portray things for our children, how they can view the world in a different way. And that is the future, to really think about that all these people out there, I can connect with them and in a positive way, and that is when the social media or all these Facebook, Twitter, and everything that exists today, that we probably just have a beginning in communication in the world, we should really strive to make this as a positive communication, which will come from our true self. Often this negativity that we see is feeding actually our false self. Some of us might feel a little bit satisfied that other people have hardship instead of ourselves, and that is actually coming then from our false self. So we should all strive to have this positive view of the world, because it is a beautiful, loving world out there.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful, loving world within ourselves, and it's a beautiful world out there as well, Anders. And, you know, you've already touched on this a bit, you know, the future. In order to really solidify a beautiful future for ourselves, we do need to transform. And again, your book can help people do that. So how might reading your book change a way a person lives their life and help them start this transformation process?
I mean, the book is written a little bit like a roadmap how to do this transformation. It starts very much with how we as an individual, how we can help the world is actually by transforming ourselves. We will live by example to others, and by living by example to others, they will also be inspired to transform themselves. If we are gentle and kind to others, we will actually show a different path than to respond, let's say, with aggression with another aggression, which yes, leads to a spiral of negativity that we have seen happening all over again in the world. If we actually instead try to connect our true self to other people's true self, instead of being triggered with our own false self, triggering other people's false self, leading to a negative spiral. If we can do the reverse, we will actually all the time bring more love and kindness out there in the world. And I think it all starts with that we, each of us, has to do our contribution by transforming ourselves. We cannot blame the world around us. We have to do the step to really do the transformation within. And when we all can do this, I think we will have such an unbelievable future. And we might bring heaven, what we believe, a vision of a heaven or a Shangri-La, whatever we can have as a vision. We could manifest that in the world in the future.
Yeah,
but we all have to do our own contribution.
Yeah, we could probably manifest that fairly quickly, too.
Yes, yes. We can. And I think actually we will. It might be some challenges that many people are facing, which could be a little bit of a wake-up call to start the process. But when it starts, it can go very, very fast.
Yeah. So, Anders, what would you say then is the single most important message of your book?
The most important is that you really are gentle and kind, and that you strive to bring out this loving aspect who you really are on the inside.
Yeah, and it seems like, I think we all know this about ourselves, but in this world sometimes it's so difficult to do that. You teach these workshops, don't you, in Sweden? Do you teach some?
Yeah.
Do you teach any here in the U.S. as well?
I haven't done that. I haven't actually done a workshop for a little while, mostly because of lack of time. I decided to actually do the book, but I will actually start teaching again. That's my plan. I will love to also go out and give more lectures about this topic, because I think it's so important.
That's extremely important. Yes. You know, what type of exercises do you teach, briefly?
The exercises in the book is actually quite simple. They are usually about, some of them is a little bit of a meditation going within, but many of the exercises is actually to stop for a few seconds in your daily life and reflect. Maybe look around. Maybe stop for a second when you're talking with a colleague and connect with the light within. Maybe when someone is challenging you or angry towards you, instead of responding to that, you stop for a second and make that connection and see if you can respond from a more loving point within you and so on. So there are many of these exercises that you could practice in your daily life that will help this transformation.
Anders, we're just a little over a minute from the end here. Please put out some final thoughts as well as where people can get your book and any other information you would like to share.
The book is available on Amazon right now, and they will also be soon available through the bookstores. And they can also find information on gentleway.me. It's just a website coming up very, very soon. I think the most, what I would like to also give to the listeners is really to, this evening, when they are ready to go to bed, take a look in the mirror and say hello to yourself and feel the warmness in the chest as you do that.
Yeah. Well put. And as well, I think you wrote so beautifully, by finding and living from our true selves, we can create a harmonious, love-focused world in which we accept everything as it is and everyone for who they are. We can change our lives and the future of man by bringing science and spirituality together. Anders, it's really been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure to speak with you, and I could feel the audience out there. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show.
It's been my honor. Thank you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.